To the Cavs, Ben Center, joined now on the post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. Tom, a big 7-1 win for your team here in the home opener. Did you like what you see that you saw from, aside from the opening weekend of the season? Were there improvements that you saw in your team's game here this evening?
You know, there's different stages of the evaluation process that we'll go through. And right now, the first stage is, you know, you have to make those in-game, you know, adjustments as a coaching staff. And, you know, probably in about an hour, I'm going to think differently about the game. And tomorrow when I watch video, I'll probably might change my opinion. There were definitely parts of today that I enjoyed. I thought that we were good in the very, very good in the first period. And then after that, I just thought that we sort of, you know, sort of went to sleep and just sort of wanted to almost the countdown to start. So, you know, I'm disappointed in the fact that for a team that has the amount of skill that we have, that we were anemic on the power play. And just goes to show you that if you can have all the skill in the world, if you're not willing to work hard and get there on pucks, I mean, it doesn't really do you any good. We had a 5-minute power play. I think we maybe got one or two shots. So obviously I've got the wrong personnel on the power play, but that can be rectified tomorrow.
Coach, once again, congratulations on the 7-1 victory. You know, to start a season with the depth that we have on the blue line, and we have Eric Sudor in net, it's going to be very reassuring on the bench to look at those tools that we have on the defensive side.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's reassuring from the sense if everybody's going to buy in, but I thought that in the second period especially, we lost a lot of battles along the wall, and I didn't like the fact that we got, you know, our sticks lifted and we got knocked off pucks. I mean, you have to go into every battle here with the mindset that you're either going to knock the other guy down or he can't make a play. But I don't know how many times we went in and we sort of bumped the guy and then backed off, and then he was still allowed to make a play. I mean, they hemmed us in it for large chunks of the second period, which, you know, you don't like. But at the end of the day, it's a 7-1 win. You know, we'll protect today's effort with a good effort tomorrow. But, you know, we got to get better. And, yeah, I like the fact that we scored 7. I still thought that we could have been better along the boards and in the trenches. And, you know, I give them credit. I mean, the score was, 4-1, and they kept coming, and they actually added a lot of chances. There were a lot of, you know, pinball shots coming from the point. We got lucky on them, and then, you know, we sort of put our foot back on the gas in the third period, got some goals, and everybody's going to hopefully go home happy with a 7-1 win.
Tom, Bruce mentions you're back in there. Jake Berry scores his first goal tonight. He picks up a couple of assists as well. He seems like he's a player that can add a little bit more offense from the back end. I know you got guys that produce as well, but is it nice to add another piece that can contribute offensively and play some power play time?
Well, it is, as long as they can defend, right? I mean, I look at defense first, and then if they can add offense, that's that cherry on top. But again, this is a work in progress. You know, we've had a couple weeks together. I mean, Barry and Yovo came a little bit later on in training camp. So, you know, we're still getting used to everybody in that. You know, but all in all, yeah, it was good for him to get on the offensive side. We like the fact that we feel that we've got a defensive core as a six-man unit that can distribute the puck and then join the rush. I don't want our defensemen necessarily carrying the puck through the neutral zone. I want them to move it to our forwards. If we can drive the net hard, we're going to create some open ice in behind that first wave of attack, and that's something that we should be able to capitalize on. To be quite honest with you, I thought that the only time that we did a great job of that was in the third period there when Will went wide. You know, Coxie and Moe went hard to the net, and JC was in the slot all by himself. Now, JC, I don't know whether he was trying to hit the net where the goalie was standing or the netting in behind above the glass, but that's exactly the type of, you know, style that we want to play.
Coach, when I look at last year's team, and you had such a big piece there in Brendan Ralph, and I heard you say it, you said it very well early in the season, that Brendan Ralph will be remembered as perhaps one of the best captains the Barons have had. And I have to agree with you. How big of a void is that when a player like that moves on? And how are you backfilling in that position?
Well, I think what's important, and we stressed this last year to our group, was that, you know, your younger group will always mimic the leadership that they had. And we made sure that our players understood that they had a phenomenal leader in Brendan Ralph, the way he conducted himself, you know, at the rink, game time, practice, dry land, you know, off ice, community events and things like that. So our guys hopefully learn something from that, and they understand what it means to be a Fort McMurray Oil Baron. I mean, we're a community-owned team. We expect, you know, our players to give back as much as we possibly can, because, you know, we need butts in the seats on Friday and Saturday nights and things like that. So for our group to say that one guy can do it, I don't know. But, you know, I've got full confidence in Shane Fraser. I like our leadership group with, you know, Miller and Conley and Roach and Isaac. So I don't think that this is a group that you'll have one guy that just dominates the room. I think that this will be a leadership group by committee. And, you know, I told the players when we announced our assistants and our captain, that really it's only for the team photo at the end of the year. I mean, there's going to be opportunities throughout the course of the year for everybody to be a leader. And what we have to understand is that when you're a Fort McMurray Oil Baron, you're representing not only yourself and your family and your community, you're representing our organization every single time you step foot outside of your door, whether you're, you know, walking to school, whether you're coming to the rink, whatever, everybody knows who you are. And that's a huge responsibility. And I think what it does really is allows players to grow not only as hockey players, but as young men. And, you know, when we look at Brandon Ralph, you know, you hope that he's got a great career at Nate or in whatever he decides to do, but you know that he's going to be a better individual. And you can go down the list of other captains that we had, Tyler Day and, you know, Carson Cooper and guys like that. I mean, those are all quality individuals, because when we're recruiting players and I sit down in front of parents, I tell them, you know, they're going to be friends, they're going to be husbands, they're going to be fathers a lot longer than what they're going to be hockey players. And we're very happy with the group that we have in that dressing room.
Tom, I have to point out.
That's the Coles Notes version, too, by the way.
Actually, I should have been writing some stuff down. That was brilliant. Well done.
Tom, I have to point out, I don't know if we talked to each other before the game, but we wore similar clothes and people were talking who wore it better.
Probably a little bit more fabric on this body than on yours.
So, I don't know. He's catching up. He's a close second, Coach.
Bruce keeps making fun of my weight all night.
No. He's actually, he apparently is on some kind of diet.
Well, if he's lost some weight, I'd say he found it.
You know what? And then he's on the bike. I don't know whether he was on the moped, you know, when we were in GP. He's looking good. I mean, he's got to slim up. He's getting married. See, well, Bruce, Fergie, you and I, we don't care. I mean, I go in for the haircut. It's, you know, it doesn't matter anymore. I don't care about my weight. I've got three kids, lovely children, a lovely wife. He's still got somebody to impress.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're working hard, too. You were on the bike. You worked out more than I did in GP.
I did, actually. Yeah, I did. I did. I was lost.
Couldn't find the
breakfast.
That's
that first month. It's like New Year's resolution for us, Coach. So, yeah, I'm going to get on the treadmill. I'm going to set an example for the players. Yeah, Petey and I.
Well, Tommy, you look good, and congratulations on another win here tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks a lot. Congratulations, Coach. Well done.